Welcome to the Holy Church of God's Global Outreach Center. We pray that this gospel message will reach its mark into the hearts of the hearers, glorify God, lift up Jesus, and save the lost, that it will comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable, and fully furnish us with a heart for God.
Worship me because I'm worthy of your praise, and worship me for your great salvation. Worship me because you do not have to fear the wrath to come. Worship me now for the promise of heaven. Worship me now for eternal life. Worship me now in time for eternity's promise, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Magnify me and glorify my name, yea, and seek my face. If you will seek my face and not just my favor, not only will you get my favor, but my very presence to satisfy the deepest longings of your soul, saith the Spirit of God. You put me to the test when you obey me from the heart. You put me to the test when you put me above yourself. And yea, saith God, and you deny yourself in order to honor me. Yea, but in denying yourself, am I going to leave you empty? No, I'm going to fill you up, saith the Lord, with blessings that cannot be bought, saith the Spirit of God. Recognize that my goodness is all over you and upon you. Look around and see what the Lord has done. See the healings I have brought, the provisions I have made, the times that I took you through the dark valleys, yea, saith God, and know that I am with you even unto the end of the age. Fear not the future and fear not the present. Yea, draw from your experiences in me in the past and listen to the testimonies of others who have proved me, for I am no respecter of persons. I am your God, not just Abraham's, saith the Lord. Let me show you my glory and the answers to the prayers that you pray unto me. Rejoice in the things that you're seeing, for you're seeing the mighty hand of God at work, saith God. And the mighty hand of God works for ordinary people, not extraordinary people. Ordinary faith, not extraordinary faith. If you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and you shall have whatsoever you say, saith the Spirit of God. If you don't discover contentment in me, you will continue to search for it in the world, its system, its stuff. If you don't find contentment in me, you will not find contentment at all, saith the Spirit of God. Your testimony to the world is that they don't need what the devil offers them, that sin will never satisfy. Yea, don't just tell them. Show them, saith the Lord. Show them. Show them in thy life. Let them hear it from thy mouth, but let them see it in your life, saith the Lord. Be like the woman at the well who ran back to tell what I had done. For they saw it in her, and they listened to me, saith the Spirit of God. Somebody give... I've come to rekindle the flame. I've come to rekindle the fire. Yea, saith God, I've come. I have come for those who will welcome me with open hearts. Yea, I will come in with fresh anointing, with fresh oil. Yea, yea, saith God, I will pour oil upon thee. I will pour water upon thee. I will bless thee and enrich thee, and I will flow to thee and out through thee, saith the Spirit of God. Somebody give him praise.